Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number four. I'm Jim Galante. That means Andrew P. Shea is returning. And Andrew, we've got to make our announcement of our winner for the Ask Ross segment. Yes, I did remember again. It is Clifford from Vestal, New York, who's our winner. Clifford, I'll be getting in touch with you about your KSN polo shirt. All right, Andrew, for quarter number four, I've got one really simple question for you today, Andy. And this is it. Simple question.
Yeah.
What does Penn State need to do to take that next step or reach the elite level, if you will? And please, please, please do not say they need to win more games, because most importantly, that would make this a very short segment.
So simple. That is a fully loaded question, in my opinion, but I'm prepared to chat about it. But so perspective matters. Like, so I think you and I might look at next level differently. So I look at incremental steps. Like, are you taking one step up, or are you in the process of fighting through taking two steps back? So I look at if you look at 2016 Big Ten champion, 2017, 18, and 19, right? They were taking, I think those were steps forward, small steps forward, right? Small ones. I think they were on the precipice in 18, you know, through that run, the way they were winning a Big Ten championship, should have been in the college football playoffs in 2016. I'll never understand why Ohio State made it. 18 and 19, you know, they were, you know, New Year's Six bowl teams. They were top 10 team. They were a good football team. They were on the precipice of program-wise becoming elite. They win more games. They lost, 17 and 18, they lost one-point games to Ohio State, and where they led going into the fourth quarter. That was the don't say win more games. Those were the games that they couldn't win, and they had Michigan State losses in there that were just not good. That hurt them. And I'm not saying beating Ohio State is the next step. But if you're looking for that, I'm not looking for the next big step. I'm looking for the next step. And let's face it, they're coming off a two-step back year. I'm sorry. The program itself through 2020 with another offensive coordinator switch change and yet another switch to Mike Yurcich. Overall, in terms of many things that I look at, they took two steps back, so now they've got to figure out how to take a step forward to forget the two steps back. Record-wise, individual performance-wise, yes, I'm talking about Sean Clifford, two steps back. A couple position groups, in my opinion, took at least one, if not two steps back. Offensive line, overall, for who they were and what they brought back to the table, I understand they were under a first-year position coach there. Still, overall as a group, for the games they played, one step back. Linebacker, not because Micah Parsons wasn't there either. Overall, linebacker, two steps back as a position group. So for me, the next step is not to take another one or two steps back as a program. Big picture-wise, the next relevant step for me is to become a team that is a player, again, at the top of the table in the Big Ten East. But I know you, Jim, you're thinking different and big.
Well, actually, I'm not sure I'm thinking big, Andrew. I'm, you know, looking at specific places that I think improvement has to happen. I'm going to give you my list and then ask you to comment on them. I believe, and I think the process is happening already, his coaches, the staff James puts around him. Andy, you know I'm a Mike Yurcich guy.
Man crush alert.
So be it. But I
yes.
think the fact that he gave up on Kirk Soraka after 1 year meant he really wants Yurcich. He really believes in him. And that's why that happened. I think that's a good move. The other one, and again, you know, I could have said, besides saying win more games, I could have said recruit better. And that's real easy to say because the teams that recruit the best get the best players. But I think there's a couple specific areas where they can recruit better and hopefully are in the process of doing that. One of them is at quarterback. If you really think about it, essentially there's been two quarterbacks in the James Franklin era. Trace McSorley, where I believe they really maxed out his talent, but there was just so much there physically. And then Sean Clifford, and, you know, we can spend the next three shows just talking about Sean Clifford. I think you have to get that better quarterback. And that doesn't necessarily mean it has to be a five-star guy, but I think they have to recruit quarterback better. Towards that end, the two guys they have in the 2022 class as commitments, Bo Prabula and Drew Aller, I think fit that profile. I'm a big fan of both those quarterbacks. So I think he's doing more with the coaching staff around him. I think they're doing better at quarterback recruiting. And the final item on my list, also associated with recruiting, remember Dominate the State? Remember thinking, you know, we should get who we want to get out of the state of Pennsylvania? Let's take a look at just the last 3 years. In 2021, there were a total of 7 4- and 5-star guys in Pennsylvania. Now, I know stars don't mean everything, but they do mean something. Penn State only got 1 out of the 7, and he may not even suit up for Penn State. In 2020, there were only 4 guys who qualify that way. They got 1 of them. And the prior year, 2019, they only got 2 out of 4. And in each one of these years, they didn't get the number one guy or the, you know, the 5-star guys. You got to do better in your own state.
Yeah, so I don't subscribe to that at all. I would have been 5 years ago, 6 years ago, I thought that was a roadmap that James had to conquer. But I've come to the understanding in recruiting that Pennsylvania, even though, you know, obviously Penn State's in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania State University. Duh, Andy. But what I'm saying is I don't think Dominate the State is a roadmap that James could have continued on and been as successful as he was. I just don't see it that way. I don't think Pennsylvania has that players, that 4- and 5-star depth consistently year after year to think that they are going to own the state. And one of their biggest competitors is right next door and doing it better, and that's Ohio State. So that's a tough situation for me, and I think the way they're doing it by getting some fringe top-level, elite second-level talent at some of the more talent-rich states where they're getting running backs out of Florida and stuff like that and position players out of Maryland and D.C. area and Virginia. I think they're getting the players they want. Yeah, of course, you want to take all the kids from Pennsylvania if they want to come to Penn State, but I just don't feel talent-wise that there's enough there year after year for them to have that as a goal. That's just my 2 cents. And we can agree to disagree. I just don't prescribe to that theory.
Andy, I think where we differ on this is I'm not saying that just recruiting in Pennsylvania alone. This is not Florida. This is not Georgia. I'm not saying you become an elite team recruiting in Pennsylvania alone. What I'm saying is if you're Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, you can very easily – you recruit on a national level. Everyone is fair game to you. Penn State isn't quite there yet. Yes, they can go into Florida. They can go into Michigan. We've seen that and do okay. But I think they have to start with both their own state and their own region, meaning Virginia, Maryland, New Jersey, where they are the best program in those areas. And even if they don't get every one of the very good players in those areas, nobody can, they've got to do better than 1 out of 7 of the top players in Pennsylvania.
I do agree with that.
In 2022, it appears they're doing better, but there are some players, and, you know, recruiting isn't a bad, you can't cherry pick one or two guys because they may not have ever even considered your school. You don't know. But after saying you don't do it, I'm going to cherry pick and do that. And that's Nick Singleton at a position at running back where you've had a tradition now. Great players from Pennsylvania at that position. Obviously, you know, this is an Anai White situation who didn't even have Penn State in his top six. Okay, that's a guy looking to go elsewhere. I get it. But Singleton, and I know it's not over yet, but that's the kind of guy from Pennsylvania you expect to win that one.
So one of the other finalists he's looking at is Notre Dame, right?
Right.
And if you watch Nick Singleton play, good for the kid, I say, because he's making a smart decision if he's looking at Notre Dame as his top choice. Because I think he's a better fit as a running back for the way Notre Dame runs their offense than what Penn State does. I really do. I honestly don't think he's as good a fit for the way Penn State runs his offense as some of the other running backs are looking at in that class. I really don't. And that's nothing against Nick Singleton. I've seen him play in person. I like him a lot. But when I think of where he fits or what kind of running back he is, I think, man, if Notre Dame wants him and he wants Notre Dame, that's a great place for him to land. And that has nothing to do with Penn State. If Penn State got him, it would be harder, I think, for it. To me, it just feels like it would be more difficult to fit him into that offense a little bit because of what he does. He's a running back that is really, really good at like five or six different things, but I don't really see him elite, quote unquote, for what Penn State needs out of a running back at anything. But what he does, the five or six things he does extremely well, fit Notre Dame a lot better than they do at Penn State. That's just my opinion of him, the player. And I think it's a smart decision for him to go. I don't think Julian Fleming going to Ohio State was a good decision for him. I think Penn State would have been a better fit. That's elite player to elite player, and fit matters.
And there's a situation, again, where he heavily considered Penn State. He's from Pennsylvania, and Penn State didn't win that recruiting battle. And yep, that's going to happen with different individuals, but it just can't happen as often as it seems to be happening to Penn State. Andy, that is going to have to be it for the show. Thank you all for listening, and be sure to join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. To celebrate, GoPSURV.com has a very special offer. For the first home game of the season, rent one RV and get a second one for free. A two-for-one deal. That's right. You can double the family, double the friends, definitely double the fun. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 for more information.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.